girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast is all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So, girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. What's up, girl? I'm so excited that you're here for today's pep talk episode because I want this to light a little fire under your freaking booty. And it's because I want you to build a life for yourself that you're obsessed with, not kind of sort of into, but actually obsessed with, because I know that you're worthy and you deserve this. But here's the thing, like, I've been having so many conversations with women recently, and I just like want to go on a rant here for a second that hopefully will resonate with you. And like I said, feel like a little fire under your booty, maybe a little bit of a hug, like a real tight, like go get them hug. But truly, I've been having conversations with women that are like, oh, so-and-so does this, or so-and-so has created XYZ. I would love to do that, but insert the reason why they don't believe that they can. And maybe your path toward getting where you want to go won't look the same as someone else's because every single person has different experiences and different skills and different circumstances and different backgrounds. So all of us aren't supposed to have the same path. Like, honestly, if you really think about a world where we all just went around, we all had the exact same cookie cutter path toward getting where we want to go, that would be a boring as F world to live in. But I really need you to get on board with this idea that you deserve this. You deserve whatever dream that you have on your heart. And maybe you're not raising the necessity to go from interested in that dream to committed to that vision, because there's a very different energy that comes when you're interested in something, right? Like, you're going to show up when it's convenient versus when you're committed to making something happen. You're going to show up no matter what. And again, this is all within seasonality of your life because you have to make a decision of what makes sense in this current season of your life. And, you know, at the time that I'm recording this podcast, we have a 4-month-old son. And I've recently moved into this season where I'm like, I am committed to the things that I'm putting effort into with like full ass effort. And the things that I'm not committed to, that I'm not even pretending to be interested in them, right? I'm just like not even entertaining them. And it's this idea that, you know, when we're juggling a lot of balls, sometimes it's helpful to intentionally pick the ball that we're not willing to juggle anymore and say, this is just not a priority for me right now. And that's okay. Not everything is going to be a priority to you at all given points in time. And what that's going to look like in your life is different than what it will look like in my life. And that's going to look different in both of our lives in different seasons. But the idea is like, I just don't want you to be telling yourself this story that you're not capable of making the vision that you have on your heart a reality. Or when you see somebody else that's doing something and you catch yourself being really interested in what they're doing, there's a reason that you're interested in that. That's because some of what she has, let's say that you're comparing yourself to another woman, some of what she has, you have in you too. You're seeing it because it's in you too. You just have to figure out how to raise the necessity for you to actually show up and do the things that you need to do to get you where you want to go. And I understand if you're in a season, like I was in a season right after Brody, our son, was born, where like I was not interested or committed to anything other than just trying to keep myself and this tiny little human alive and like try and get some sleep when I could. That was the season of life that I'm in. But now, sitting here 4 months postpartum, I'm in a different season where I'm committed to certain things that I'm excited about. And I'm asking myself questions like, who will I need to become? How will I need to show up in order to make these dreams, this vision that I have a reality in this season of life? What does that look like? Because I'm committed to becoming that person that can accomplish the things that I want to accomplish and still show up the way that I want to show up, right? I'm not interested in it. I'm not just going to like do it when it's convenient. I'm not just kind of sort of into it. And there's nothing wrong with being in the season of being interested, but we can't be frustrated by results that we're not getting because we haven't moved to that level of commitment, because that's what it's going to take. Like, think about it. When you're committed to something, even take like marriage, for example, if you're committed to your marriage, you're not saying like, what's the out of this? You're saying like, well, how can I get over this, you know, conflict more quickly? Who do I need to become to show up as a better version of myself, to then be a better wife, to be a better like husband, you know, whatever, right? And like, you just have a different essence about you because it's like, we're not coming out of this. Like, we're in this, we're committed. It's a very different energy versus like, yeah, I'd be interested in making this work. And I'm not putting any judgment on whatever your perception is on your marriage or on your relationships. That's not the point of this. I'm just saying like, you know that there's a different energy when you're committed. Like this week, going into my workouts, for example, I'm like, I am committed to getting 5 workouts in this week. Like I can do that in this season of life. I'm not committed to a certain time frame because I know that doesn't work for me right now, but I'm committed. I'm not just interested. Like it doesn't matter. I'm showing up. I'm getting it done because I want those tiny little confidence boosts. I want those little wins. I'm committed. I'm raising the necessity to show up for this. Literally had a conversation with my husband, Sina, on our walk where I was like, okay, we're both committed to this. It's not like we're interested in doing 5 workouts. Again, this is a small thing, but just to give you another micro example, like what is it going to take? And then at the same time, we're also talking about this brand new idea that we have in the real estate space of things that we want to do together with another partner, which I'll be telling you about soon. Oh God, I'm so excited about it. But honestly, like I was asking myself, okay, if we're committed to this vision of this thing that we want to create together, what do I need to do and how do I need to show up? And do I want to actually become the person who will need to show up that way in order to make that dream a reality? Am I committed or am I interested? Because if I'm interested, it's not going to happen because it's a big vision that's going to force me to stretch in a totally different way that I've never stretched before. And I'm actually feeling so freaking excited about it. And you know, I'm not someone who likes to like, you know, hold things and not tell you what's going on. Like I'll tell you about this as soon as we get some of the logistics figured out. But it's one of those things where I'm like, am I willing to move myself and raise the necessity to get committed? And when I think about what helps me raise the necessity to get committed, to go from interested to committed, there has to be a real powerful reason behind it. And it has to actually get kind of granular, right? So for example, it's funny, if we're connected on Instagram, which if we're not, come find me at Keisha Get Mary. And I love Instagram stories in particular. And I like to just like give like sneak peeks of like what, or I guess behind the scenes of what's going on in my life, but also just chat with you. And I was talking about how I had this dream that our son Brody, who's 4 months old, was on Shark Tank with his little brother, which no, this is not a pregnancy announcement. I am not pregnant. But I had this dream that he was literally on Shark Tank. And then I started thinking about like, oh, do I want to have 2 kids under 2? What would that look like? And I literally started talking about this on Instagram stories. And so many people were DMing me like, do it, do 2 under 2. Like it's going to be wild, but it's going to be so fun. And I was just laughing, thinking about this. Well, on our walk today, when my husband and I were talking about how can we, like, are we going to be committed to this new idea that we have of something that we want to create in the real estate space? Are we going to be committed to this or are we like, are we ready to go? What would it take for us to be ready to go? And we started talking about our family. And we started talking about the dynamics of some of the things that we want to create, the type of flexibility that we want to have in our life. We talked about wanting to have 2 kids and what that might look like and knowing that we want to have 2 kids like relatively close in age if that, you know, is a possibility for us, which I hope so badly that it is. And like what that might look like. And then we started talking about money. And this is really important for me to share with you because I don't think there's enough women that unapologetically talk about wanting to make money without some sort of like reasoning that like the, I don't know, like, or disclaimer around it. So we were talking about wanting to make money. And we were also talking about how our walk on yesterday morning, we had gone through this neighborhood that we want to live in. And they have these amazing houses in this neighborhood. And I've always been someone who I'm not really interested in like brand names in terms of clothes. Like that's never really got me going. And I don't really care about like cars. There's certain things that like I've just never really cared that much about. But I've always had this vision of wanting to have a really big house that could entertain people, that was super nice, that our kids and their friends could come over to, that we could have all of our friends over, that we are like the go-to house where we can fly our families in. So if you didn't know, my husband and I are both from the greater Seattle area. So our families live up there and we live in Denver, Colorado. So I've always had this vision that we have the entertaining house and that we're in the financial position that we can fly our families down and everyone comes to us and like our kids get to have all their friends over and, you know, maybe they play, I don't know, soccer or t-ball and like the whole gang can come over afterwards and like eat pizza at our house. Like I've always had this vision of this is the type of house that I've wanted to live in that was like so big and open and lots of bright like sun coming in and like, I don't know, all of this stuff, right? Which fun fact, Denver is one of the sunniest cities in the entire country. There's like over 300 days of sunshine in Denver, even though we get all four seasons, which is also what drew us to living in Denver. That's a whole nother point. Anyways, that being said, I've always had that vision. And another like part of this vision that I've always had is we, both my husband and I, were the friends or, that like someone else brought on a family vacation, right? So for me, for example, I'll just speak for myself. Girl, I just wanted to keep you in the loop. If you're looking for another podcast, I've got a recommendation, in particular if you're interested in real estate investing. My husband, Sina, and I just launched a new show together as co-hosts called Get Investing, G-H-E-T, like our last name, Get Mary. Get it? Didn't mean to do that, but that was perfect. But truly, if you're interested in real estate investing, what we saw is like there's a big need in this space to make things simpler and to have that husband and wife dynamic, especially because Sina and I have such different personalities that I think it really adds a lot of flavor to the podcast. And we just launched last week, but we are already getting so much good feedback from people that are like, I've always been interested, but a lot of the other podcasts I've listened to are kind of boring. Well, this podcast is cool because every Tuesday, there's going to be interviews with different guests that are in different spheres of real estate. So you can just get a taste of it. Like, am I interested in commercial real estate? Am I interested in RV parks, in Airbnb, in long-term rentals, in mid-term rentals, in co-hosting? Like, I mean, there's so many options of how you could start in real estate, using this as a vehicle to create more freedom in your life in all sorts of different realms. And then every Thursday, there's going to be an episode with Sina and I that's shorter and like little bite-sized to teach you things, but in a really fun, high-vibe, practical, tactical way. This also might be a cool podcast. A lot of people are telling us that them and their significant other are listening in together to learn and get to chat about things. So if you haven't checked it out yet, head over to anywhere that you're listening to this podcast, right? If you're listening to this on Apple, Spotify, you can find Get Investing Anywhere, G-H-E-T Investing. And when you check it out, be sure to shoot us over a DM. Of course, you can find me at Keisha Get Mary, and you can find Sina at Sina Get Mary. Without further ado, let's dive back into this juicy pep talk. I got to be the plus one to some of my girlfriends, like when I was in junior high and high school, to go on their family vacations, right? My parents got divorced when I was like 3.5 years old. So I did the whole, you know, every other weekend with my dad, but I didn't grow up with us doing family vacations. And one of the things that I always wanted to do was go on family vacations, but I also wanted to be able to have our future kids be able to bring a friend with them and not have to worry about like, they don't have to pay for their plane ticket. Like they just come because they're friends with our kids and like we just bring them along, because I had a lot of people when I was growing up that did that for me, which was so freaking cool. And you know, that's not a knock, obviously, at my own parents. It's just like, I just remember thinking like in the future, I want to create that. Like that's going to be so cool for me. So why am I sharing this like very personal insight about like finances and stuff? Well, it's because when I think about why am I willing to get committed to this vision that we have with what we want to create in real estate, which is outside of just us building our own portfolio, I'm going to fill you in on what it is later. But why is it? Well, because it's an opportunity for us to create more income for ourselves, and it's an opportunity for us to create more income for other people. And I think when you're like, okay, why is it that I want to create more income, or why is it that I want to generate more wealth, and why am I unapologetic about it? Because those are two specific things that I just mentioned to you, of this house for entertaining and having this like community that we can bring together to our space for our kids, for our family, for our friends, like just having this like safe space for people, and for us wanting to have our kids bring someone on family vacations and getting to go on family vacations whenever we want and having a lot of freedom. I was like, well, this next thing that we want to create, it's going to require me to be committed, not interested, to evolve into a whole other version of me when I'm already feeling like I'm going through this massive identity shift. So I'm like, am I willing to do that? Yes. Because I also see that it is a pathway towards this other aspect of why I want to generate more wealth for our family. And that doesn't have to be something that you agree with or you don't agree with, but it's a reason, a compelling reason for me that I can raise the necessity to want to show up and do the thing that I'll need to do to get the result that I want to get from that. And I'm unapologetic about it. And I don't need a permission slip from anybody. And I'm sharing that with you because, gosh, do you ever really hear women talk about that? And truth of the matter is, I actually see in the future, I do want to create a nonprofit. I do want to help women that are just getting started in business, like work with me in a capacity later down the road, or work with me and my husband for free. I see us like doing certain things like that, giving back in a massive way, and, you know, already doing give back in the way that we do. But I don't need a disclaimer that I'm unapologetic about. Like, I want to have this really awesome, inviting, open house. And I want in this particular neighborhood in Denver that I really want to live in. And we walk past it and we Zillow houses. We literally, like, I don't know if you ever do this, but we literally like walk down the street and we'll step in front of a house that we know we cannot yet afford. And we'll Zillow it. And we're like, okay, all right, we're on a like mission. Like, what, part of me, I'm not going to lie, part of me wanted to like go knock on their door and be like, hey, I don't know if this is creepy, but can I lay in your bed or maybe just like hang out in your bathtub? Because I'd love to just manifest waking up in your house and like what that might feel like. And we've actually gotten to some open houses where, okay, this is going to sound creepy, but I'm just going to tell you. We went to this open house and I legitimately, not joking, was in the master bedroom and the agent wasn't like following us. And I just laid, I didn't put my shoes on the bed, don't worry, but I laid in the bed and I was like, ah, and I did one of those like big stretches, like you're waking up in the morning. And I was like, okay, what would it feel like to wake up and get out of this bed? And I was like manifesting that like eventually we'll have this type of house. And I don't know if that's weird or not, but like it was really awesome. And we could not afford the house that we were touring yet, but it was really cool to do that. And I think that's really important to kind of like put yourself in the environment, get a taste of it. But the reason I'm sharing all of this with you is because those are the things, getting very granular around the why of something has been really powerful for me to then stay, okay, am I willing to then get committed to doing what I need to do in order to become the person who can accomplish that thing, or am I not willing to get committed? And it's not right or wrong. It's just really a understanding of yourself. Like if you're not willing to get committed, then stop saying that you want that thing. You don't actually want that thing badly enough to do what you need to do in order to get you there. And I say that with so much love because honestly, I want you to be on your own team, just like I want myself to be on my own team. I'm not saying that I'm committed right now, honestly, full transparency, like I'm not committed to making sure that I'm on every single person's podcast. I had a season of life where like, if you didn't know, I've helped hundreds of women in the podcasting space. I've helped hundreds of women grow their shows. And now I have this podcast mastermind where I'm helping like an intimate group of women. And it's like, I was in a season before where I was saying yes to being on so many people's podcasts and it was so fun and it was so fulfilling and I was so pumped to get to help all of these women, you know, by like spreading the message about their shows and being a guest on their shows early on. In this current season of life, I just don't have the bandwidth for it, right? So I'm not even going to say that I'm interested in doing that right now because I don't have the bandwidth. So if I said that I was interested or I said that I was committed in something that I know that I don't have the bandwidth for, I'm going to feel like I'm failing. And why I'm saying that to you as like a random example is because I want you to think about the things that you're committed to and the things that you're interested in. Like another small micro thing that my husband and I have been really, really good about, and now we've started to think about how much this is going to impact our kids, is like we are committed to not having phones at meals, right? Like when we're eating breakfast or we're out like, you know, eating somewhere, like we're not going to be on our phones. And that's something that we're committed to because we want our kids to grow up like with no phones or at the table, right? So it's like we're committed to that. And it's become a habit. It's just part of who we are, right? I am not committed to doing 7 workouts a week. That's not the season of life that I'm in. And that's okay. I'm interested in maybe getting more than 5 workouts in a week, but I'm committed to 5, right? So hopefully these examples, again, like I like to sometimes give micro examples just because I feel like you can be like, okay, how could this apply to my life? And the whole point of this podcast, like why I started this 5.5 years ago, is I wanted to just say, come with me, let's figure out life together. And I mean, there are so many of you, maybe you specifically, that have been listening into this podcast for a really long freaking time, and you have seen so many different evolutions of me. And I honestly feel like I'm stepping into this next version of me that I just like even better than all of the versions before, right? But I'm so grateful for all of the versions before that were committed to different things that maybe I'm not willing to be committed to now, but they served me for that season, right? So what is it right now that you're willing to say, I'm going to drop the BS excuses because I've only let myself be interested and say, these are the things I'm committed to. And these other things I'm willing to say, they don't matter to me right now. And that's okay. You don't have to have a season of life. Like I believe as women, we can for sure have it all. I think you can have it all, but it's going to look different in terms of if you think of your life like a pizza pie, right? Like a pizza pie. I don't know why I did that. I just really felt, it just came out. But like, if you look at your life like a pizza pie and you've got all these different slices, well, what slices are the biggest right now. Those are the slices. Like, I'm committed to keeping this part of my pizza pie a huge priority, but I'm like making these other things a sliver. So that means I'm not actually committed to it. Maybe I'm just interested in it and it just takes up a less time in my life. And there's nothing wrong with changing your mind on what's important to you right now or what season of life you're in. Like, I am so ruthlessly committed to having this be our little family era, like with our son being 4 months old, with getting to be like, my husband and I have been together for 15 years and like getting to have this season where, you know, we went to Scottsdale, we went to Austin as a little family. In a week and a half, we're going to Seattle and like, we're just getting to travel as a family. And when we're in these cities, we're like really focused on being present and soaking up time in those cities, doing the things that we're doing, you know, whatever we're going there for. And it's like, I'm so committed to making sure that my family stays a priority, but I'm also committed to making this big dream and this big vision of this new thing that we're creating, like a priority too, right? And I'm committed to my health journey and I'm committed to a certain amount of friendships, but I'm not committed to saying yes to being at everything right now. I'm not committed to friendships that I feel like when I leave them, I'm kind of depleted. Like, it's just like, what are you committed to and what are you interested in? Because if you have results that you want to get, how can we raise the necessity to show up for that thing? Well, you got to figure out what's your compelling reason and then just get honest with yourself. If you're giving lip service to things that you're saying are a priority, if they're not actually a priority, that's okay. Then put them to the side, but be honest so you can feel like you're on your own team, because you deserve, without a doubt in my mind, I will just take this to the grave with me. This will be something that I hope, like if you and I have been connected for a week, 2 weeks, a month, 2 years, 10 years, I don't know how long we've been connected, but like, I hope that one thing that I will always remind you of is I believe that you deserve, simply just because you exist, you deserve a life that you are obsessed with. That just for you alone. But when you show up and build a life that you're obsessed with whatever that looks like for you, because again, we can be very different people and have different desires and different compelling reasons and different goals and visions and all that. And that's amazing. But if you go build a life that you're obsessed with, you become a testimony of what's possible for somebody else. You become living, breathing proof of how they can show up, raise the necessity, commit to something, make a decision, and say, I'm committed in this thing. I'm not interested. I'm doing the damn thing. So you create a tidal wave of impact. There are people that you don't even realize are watching you that are inspired by you. I don't care if you're putting yourself out on a podcast or on social media or whatever that looks like for you, and you're saying, oh, I'm not making an impact. There are people that are watching you that you are making an impact on when you make a simple decision to get committed in any aspect of your life, because they see you draw that line in the sand and say, I'm not doing things the way that I did them before. And I understand why it didn't work before, because I was never committed. I was only interested. It's a big difference, right? So what's going to make you commit? A compelling reason and a simple decision of if it matters to you enough to become the person and adopt the habits and create the environment and find the mentors and listen to the, you know, growth podcasts that are going to help you stay in that mindset, or find the resources that are going to make you step up. Because at the root of all of this, you know that you deserve it. Even if you have moments of doubt, even if you have ugly crying on your bathroom floor where your snot mascara gets together in your mouth and you choke on your spit, we've all been there. We've all been there. I know I've been there, right? Even if you have massive identity shifts or season changes like I had, if you've been along on this podcast for a second, with motherhood, right? You deserve this. I love you. I'm rooting for you. Seriously, I'm so, so rooting for you. And I'll talk to you soon, girl.
Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.